Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Dorisch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Dorisch. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Peck reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck who is chasing the ball. Pesci reaches third base with a triple. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seary. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesci scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Williams moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Mealy moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Mealy scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge juggles the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Gordon moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Partee scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Lemon now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-1 in the game. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0 for 0 in the game. Dorisch takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Dorisch moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Dorisch scores. Gutteridge moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Steve Gromick now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Pesky moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dorisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Dorisch reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge juggles the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Gordon moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pesce hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Steve Gromyk. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dorisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Johnson now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Bob Klinger now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.